If you have very little of something, practically everyone is going to cherish that something more than what they have a lot of. It's a simple principle. Say you have a chocolate bar, okay? And you love chocolate. You munch on that delicious, crispy, nutty caramel nougat combo. But what happens when you all of a sudden, for a number of reasons, get to a point where you can eat as many chocolate bars as your heart desires? Now, at first, you'll obviously jump on it like a crazy hound, okay? Only to get sick from overeating, okay? I've been there a couple of times, I know. If you pursue this goal again and again, then the value the next chocolate bar holds for you, in theory, will decline. This is proven and is embedded in the law of diminishing marginal utility. It makes perfect sense and follows the so familiar supply and demand equilibrium we've come to know and love. But now, substitute chocolate in the previous example for information that you, as a human, possess and operate on from your early childhood up to now. At the moment, there's such an abundance of information, news channels, and media signals that your sensory capabilities are simply overflooded, and just like in the case of chocolate, you probably decide to stay away from it altogether after being sick. This is exactly what the point of overcrowding your head was to begin with. I'm Nick Blake, and today, we talk CIA.
I'm talking about the real owners now, the big, the wealthy, that the real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this f***ing place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged.
That was George Carlin telling us about the big club. Call it what you may. Illuminati, the shadow government, Mishpucha, whatever. The technical capabilities and strings of power all lead to the CIA and its subsidiaries around the world. Naturally, those who seek control do not have it yet. Otherwise, we'd all be chipped like cows already, and all money would be virtual currency as opposed to cash. Once these two things begin to be pushed upon us regular citizens, which is already beginning to happen in India, Google it, that's when you know things are getting serious. But it's not over yet, and it's exactly what I'm saying, because otherwise we would not be able to hear things like what some say is controlled opposition WikiLeaks group has revealed recently. In particular, Julian Assange's little baby has just posted 7 authentic intelligence documents from the CIA about spying on French election candidates and their parties. Quote, information on these topics will help analysts assess and prepare key U.S. policymakers for post-election French political landscape and potential impact on U.S.-France relations, end quote. According to ABC News, the only big media outlet in the United States that chose to publish the very generous 4 paragraphs on the story, this is standard protocol, and the American people should not worry their pretty little heads about it. Just like with the NSA spying on Angela Merkel, U.S. citizens are led to believe there's nothing wrong with reading not only between the lines, but the actual lines themselves of such stakeholders as Sarkozy, Le Pen, and Hollande, as well as their intentions, dynamics, assessments, in other words, the works. Why is this not on the cover of Newsweek when Russia has been widely accused with no evidence of meddling in U.S. elections, yet U.S. agents provocateurs get away scot-free with factual proof? We linked up with political writer specializing in European politics and Western foreign policy, author of numerous books. Her latest one is Queen of Chaos, The Misadventures of Hillary Clinton, Miss Diana Johnstone.
We know that the United States and the CIA in particular are notorious for intervening in elections all over the world. There's nothing surprising about that. I don't know what they did with that information. That's another question. Because, of course, this spying could lead to some actions on their part. On the other hand, the government has to tap into people's private conversations to know what's going on. The fact is that that shows a mentality of suspicion and control. Actually, there used to be a lot of foreign correspondence, and you could know what was going on politically in other countries by reading the newspapers and by from these correspondents. They've got rid of the newspapers have gotten rid of foreign correspondents, and instead of frankly going and talking to people and finding out what they think in a normal way, they've got this technique of tapping in and spying on people, and they prefer the technique to the human relations that used to exist. I think this is a very sick mentality, and I think it is fostered by the basic interest of the United States, which is the military-industrial complex, which must have enemies. And so there's this search for enemies, and this leads to a professional paranoia on the part of these agencies. These accusations don't get the publicity that because the mainstream media will make sure that these accusations do not have the publicity that the other ones do. You see, I think there's a huge struggle going on because for decades in the West, the United States has controlled the narrative. What I mean by that, they control the narrative of what's going on in the world. They do this through the intelligence services, which come up with false stories about certain countries that the U.S. is going to attack. And these false stories are given to the public by the mass media. And so the mass media and the intelligence services for decades have been controlling the narrative of international reality that is what most people who haven't the possibility of exploring things for themselves believe.
That was Diana Johnstone bringing us up to speed. Even if you knew about this, the implications are so vast that the only thing more terrifying is figuring out how this information could be used. Because if you know what people in key positions know, how they think, where their money is coming from, you can identify their weaknesses, which opens the door to abusive manipulation. Here's Joe Rogan with where this could all go.
You're outnumbered! You just don't realize that if we had some crazy, loked-out president who only talked to the dummies, just some wild former military pro football coach-type president, some dude who gets on TV and goes, how about this? How about we go over there and take that f***ing oil? What's up? USA! 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 You want to pay $2.50 a gallon or you want to pay 25 cents? Let's do this shit Rome style! You would hear a pause and then just gunfire. They'll just start shooting out their windows. Ah, Jesus got my bullets! Whoa! There's plenty of people dying for that pep talk. That's a badge. It's made of metal, and I got some stuff written on paper. You gotta listen to me. You've all been chosen to serve your country. You're not cowards, are you, boys? No, sir. These guys do not run, sir. Excellent. Everybody in the boat, quickly. You don't even have to have an engine on the boat. They're going to get there eventually. All you need is a good pep talk. Get them to, gentlemen, the enemy is evil. And they want to outlaw NASCAR, chewing tobacco, and country music. Plus, they hate babies. You got to act now! Push the boat. Push the boat. Get over there and kill everybody that doesn't look like you. I'll let you know when you're done. They'd be rolling with their rifle butts. You ain't taking away NASCAR, you f***ing faggots. There'd be bass boats going down the Euphrates. F***ing towel heads trying to take away my right to drive fast in a circle.
It was Joe Rogan there from his brilliant special, Happy Shiny Jihad. Essentially war is where it's all going. Confrontation, then conflagration, and in the end, there's conflict. I forget who said it, but never let a good crisis go to waste. Even if it's just an internet quote that nobody in high places actually uttered, it makes so much sense. To illustrate another case in point, here's Bill Hicks talking about the Waco quote-unquote debacle and his thoughts on the issue.
And they said, you know, they had to break down the compound because child abuse was stepping up.
Well, if that's true, how come we don't see Bradley tanks knocking down Catholic churches? You know, I mean, if, in fact, child abuse is your concern. Actually, folks, I don't know if any of y'all have seen this. It's a tape kind of bootleg going around of showing film of the Bradley tanks not knocking, as the official story was, small holes to insert tear gas, but crashing the building off of its f***ing foundation and fire shooting out of the tanks. The FBI and the ATF are liars and murderers, and Janet Reno and President Clinton either A, knowingly passed on a lie, or B, are so out of touch with their own f***ing arms of their government that they're incompetent and Clinton should be impeached immediately. Case f***ing closed. And y'all have probably seen the footage, but it's sort of different than the official story, isn't it? Small holes, tear gas, giant holes, flamethrowers. They burn these people in their homes. Okay, that's our government. Okay. I've seen the tape, and it's f***ing real, and whatever. Make your own conclusions. You haven't seen it, so whatever. But old Clint, you know, I have no illusions about these fuckers. I know there's 12 guys who run the f***ing world, and they own every company, and, you know, it's fact. You can look it up. I'm not a conspiracy nut. This is all on paper. There really are 22 families who run and own 50% of the mainstream media, which is where we get our news. And it's true. It's a fact. You can look it up. I don't, you know, I can't be this big of an asshole without having the truth to back me up. Otherwise, I'd be a f***ing nut doing this. But see, if you have the truth with you, you can do this.
That was Bill Hicks parading the naked king in front of us, making you feel so silly for not seeing it yourself. But don't be too hard on yourself, since American Gladiators are on at 5. I've been Nick Blake, and you've been listening to As If.